Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May 1st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about May Day.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Zima said it is envisaged that an enabling environment for sustainable socio-economic development, empowerment, and transformation for the people of Zimbabwe will be realized. Zima said.
It shows that workers of Zimbabwe are against that thing. They don't like it, and they've seen that it's not achievable, and it will not work for them. And there are several economic blueprints that were brought about by the ZANU-PF government or any other government that was put in place. But they never worked for Zimbabwe. So Zima said it's not an exception. Hence, then the reaction by the workers that were on that stand.
Kukanya kungani kuwomile, lovanje, sipepi utana kumnyako zimilewe sikala.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about May Day.
Zimbabwe today joined the world in commemorating May Day, known also as International Workers' Day. The day is being celebrated across the world with demonstrations and protests taking place in many nations.
The situation, though, for most workers in Zimbabwe remains desperate with the economic crisis in the country mounting. This has actually forced many companies to close shop, and many Zimbabweans have been forced to go into the informal sector. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. You can also watch your screens. You'll get the number there. Blessing, ask come for it.
Wonguka mfowethu nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya yezuva revashandi. Tinoda kuti vashandi nevanhuwo zvavo vanozviitira mabasa avo emaoko kwese kushanda. Vange vachitaura nesu kuti nhasi vaswera vachiitei. Uye zvi zvavari kuda kuti zvinge zvichiitwa takatarisa nyaya dzekodzero dzevashandi. Gibbs.
Yes, ngachone sikuruma kunenge sibili zulu kandaba namhlanje singezisebenzi. Siyakwazi kuti namhlanje ilanga elikhulu lezisebenzi. Ngakho ke sicela izisebenzi zifone kanti khona manje labantu nje ijikelele. Fona nini sizwe ukuthi kambe lithini ngelanga leli likhulu kangaka. Ye, ngizokuthola sisilabantu khona phe nkundleni. Akutsho ukuthi silabo bani mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest. Our first guest is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, who is a labor expert. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And we are also being joined by Mr. Japhet Moyo, Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Secretary General. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen. Gibbs.
I'll start with you, Mr. Sibanda. Now, tell us, is there any reason to celebrate this day today, International Labor Day in Zimbabwe, generally?
I think it is an important day for the workers to celebrate. The question that arises is how do they celebrate it? it might not be celebrating, like being happy about what is happening in the country for the workers, but about saying there is a day when the workers are recognized. Mm-hmm. There is a day which actually is set aside for the workers to actually reflect on achievements, look at the challenges that the workers have actually faced in the past year and maybe before, and also look at what possible ways out of the present position. Because the truth is, for our Zimbabwean workers, the year has not been easy, and the way forward doesn't look bright. Things are difficult for the workers. They are losing jobs. Wage payments are delayed, some as long as up to 2 years, and they are still going to work in time, getting part salaries or not being paid at all. So all these are problems. It's just a sample of them, but there are many more other problems that the workers are facing. So to me, it is a time for the workers to get together and say, this is exactly what we are facing. These are the problems that we are having. What is the possible way out? And mm-hmm. it's a way that the unions actually get a window of getting workers from various unions together and be able to actually look at the way forward in the light of the challenges that the workers are facing. And it also gives employers a kind of reminder when this day, for example, is a working day, mm-hmm. all the workers are not at work. It actually keeps the employer into thinking how important these workers are, and those who are responsible employers should then listen to what the workers have said in the various May Day rallies and in the various newspapers, the leaders of workers, what they said, and then look at windows for engaging the workers in the interest of both the businesses and the workers themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Sbanda. You have put it very well there, that workers themselves must actually come together. I think we have our third guest, Mr. Lovemore Matombo. He is the president of the Concerned Affiliates of the ZCTU. Mr. Matombo, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. And let me come to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, tell us about your commemorations today. How did they go?
They went very well in all the places that intended to gather. Mm-hmm. The main attraction in Kwanzura, where I was, mm-hmm. I think we got the number we were not even expecting, mm-hmm. Because of the hardships members are going through. Mm-hmm. So really we are happy with what happened today, not today only, but over the past 2 days, I think is the day to us when we realize that we are very important, because even you people in the media, mm-hmm. You have busy talking to us in the past 2 days, mm-hmm. to find out what are the challenges we are going through as workers. What do you intend to do today? So it is a day when people are being recognized that they are people. They are a component which is supposed to be recognized, which is very important in the production line. So it's a very important day for us, and we are happy with what happened today.
Let's bring in Mr. Matombo. Mr. Matombo, we understand yes. that your main celebrations were supposed to be at Harare Gardens, and it did not go as planned. What transpired?
Well, it's so unfortunate that the freedom of association has been denied by the police. Mm-hmm. And what we were told by the police is that it's either we had to go to Banzura, mm-hmm. and we argued with them that we are a separate entity, mm-hmm. and that we are very independent and as a labor body, mm-hmm. and that we were not going to Banzura, but we would rather have our commemorations here. And then they brought in the riot police, which then disrupted the whole process. That's what we witnessed this morning. Yeah.
Very unfortunate indeed. Gibbs?
Now, did you not envisage a situation where the police will come and the fact that at Harare Gardens, where you're supposed to be, there is Haifa going on there? Is it not poor planning on your part?
No. In fact, for all the past years, we've been holding our commemoration in the Harare Garden. At the same time, the Haifa would be taking place. And it was not unusual this time around. In any case, if ever it was because of Haifa, the police knew that there will be Haifa. And the city council is also aware that Haifa would normally take place around this time. And both of them did agree. Why they had to wait until this morning, we really don't know. And what we are saying here is we interpret this as being disruptive on their part.
Thank you very much.
Of course, we also encourage our listeners, Gibbs, to take advantage of WhatsApp,
yes,
Facebook, Twitter. You can also send an email, studio7@voanews.com, and we'll be glad to share with our listeners and radio to TV viewers on your thoughts on the subject that we'll be discussing. Let's go to WhatsApp first and just read some of the messages from our listeners. We have Bekezela who writes, yeah, the day is a good day for workers because they will be celebrating their achievements, though several youths are struggling to find jobs. We have James who writes, the government must employ young, educated people who know global needs and how to attract investors. Then we have Kambaranda who says, there are no workers in Zimbabwe. Everyone is now a vendor. Then we have Manjengwa, who says, we are celebrating Workers' Day with high unemployment and with the Chinese not respecting the rights of the workers. We have Jealous, who says, I am not celebrating because the nearest company is giving workers a daily wage of only $2. Povu says, the workers are right, or the workers were right to heckle the government officials. These are not the days of rhetoric. Of course, Jafet is referring to the government official, I think, who was at Gwanzura, who wanted to talk about Zim Asset, which was not well received by the audience there. Then, of course, we have Ezekiel who says, it's true, there is no work in Zimbabwe, we are starving, and we have now been forced to migrate to South Africa, Mozambique, etc. Our economy has always been poor since 2009 till now. It is very bad, no production and nothing coming from the Chiadzwa diamonds. We have lastly Farai who says, I can only describe this day as a black day. Instead of us getting information from labor organizations, we spend the whole day without electricity, only to receive a supply for an hour since early in the morning. Is the worst May Day ever.
And we've got some messages too here, Blessing. There's a message from Tichawana on Facebook. He says, our people will never learn. We had walked 5 steps forward and suddenly walked 10 backwards by voting ZANU-PF into power. When in actual fact, those in ZANU-PF thought the end had come and were sure of a defeat only to be handed a miracle which they were not prepared for. And now they are confused because they were given something that did not belong to them. What's the purpose of May Day when 90% of the population does not have jobs? Even here in Botswana, no one seems to care about May Day. People are fed up for being oppressed by these African governments. We also have got a message from Nicholas who writes, Workers' Day is now an eventful gathering for those who are few in society. Most people are unemployed, so the day means nothing in their lives. So I'll just read those two at the moment.
And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about May Day, or the International Workers' Day. Of course, it has its roots here in America, though many people tend to associate it with communist Russia, for example, or communist Cuba. But it actually started here way back in the 18th century with workers fighting for the working day to be reduced from about 16 hours a day to 8 hours a day. Gibbs, tine mterere wedu kutanga mkoma custom kugutu, kana kuti kwa gutu. Makadi mkoma custom.
Hello.
Eh, makadi yenyu.
Eh, ndipo makadi wandire kwa maximum gadzikwa.
Mo, imi ndimkoma maximum gadzikwa.
Yes.
Ehe, tipe pfungwa dzenyu nezuva revashandira nasi.
Ini zuva revashandiri rangu yangu wa formality.
Mhm.
Because mukazvitarisa kudhara macheritedzerwe nemakoshesherwa aitwa mushandisa akasiyana iko zvino zvaakitikaiko zvino.
Mm-hmm.
Saka government yedu ka haisiri serious. Kozi munoona mukatinyatsa kutevedza mashoko ataurwa nemukuru uyu webato iro remgc ataura mashoko chaiwo kuti no kudhara zvataiziva ndezvekuti vashandi vaita action so that government yakumidza kutora action kana vashandi vachinge varatidzira kuti havasi kufana zvavari kuitwa but now look tedemukaona iko zvino makambanizi ariko iko zvino its not easy kuti vagoita shungu zvekuwedzera vashandi mari nemhaka yekuti even government pati zvaiko iri kutadza kuwedzera vashandi saka munoona vanongoteerera chane inemhaka yekuti government itachezva iri iyo iri kuita zvekuwedzera vashandi saka iri kuti munoona government inedu gaven hanya nevashandi because vashandi ndo vanoita kuti nyika ibudirire vashandi ndo vanoita kuti ivo vavepo saka nemhaka yekuti government inedu haina hanya government yezanupf ka ngaive neshuo ngaive nehanya nevanhu vayo nevanhu nezvaikaponisa because yakaponisa ntumiitokomesa kuti nini but tikatachako zvinoba makamani ari kutovhara kutonyanyisisa kutodarika zvaku saka ndezvipi zvakaponisa vanhu
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Maxo pedzisai zvenyu
zvinotibata zvikuru izvozvo saka taitiva kuti government atleast they must power in words not power in words but power is indeed they must lead by example tatenda hangu
tinotenda mukoma Maxo saying the government must walk the talk.
Yes, you're talking about the origins of May Day. I've got something to read here, a blessing. May Day, held on the 1st of May, is an ancient spring festival which is celebrated throughout the Northern Hemisphere. In some cultures, it marks the beginning of summer, although the day falls nearer to the beginning of spring.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, the May Day bank holiday was introduced to the national calendar in 1978 by the Labour government. The day is celebrated in the UK, US, Australia, and across Europe. The day occurs at the same time as International Workers' Day, which is a celebration of labor and the working classes promoted by the international labor movement. Then the earliest May Day celebrations appeared in pre-Christian times with the festival of Flora, the Roman goddess of flowers, and the Walpurgis Night celebrations of Germanic countries. Originally, the festivals were intended to improve crop growth and help livestock produce more offspring, but later became an occasion for socializing. It is rumored that Mayfair in London is named after a particularly raucous festival held during the 18th century. I think we can then say some more as you go on.
Let's bring in our labor expert, Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda, why do we have these disparities? The economy, of course, is not doing well, but you have chief executive officers like the former PISMAS CEO, Cuthbert Dube, earning 530,000 a month, and then you have some workers going for 5 months without pay. Why are we having these disparities?
There are a number of reasons why we have these disparities. The first one, which is a genuine business reason, is that lower-level salaries, which I would actually place on the Patterson grade C3, C4, going downwards, are generally paid looking at national scales. And then you have got the salaries, which start usually C4 going upwards, which tend to be based on regional comparisons. if you look at your part of your salary scales there, or if you do a survey,
mm-hmm.
you'll start to see a huge gap opening between C3 or C4, depending on whether you are on a C6 or C5 system.
Mm-hmm.
But it will open up there to actually show that you are now either entering managerial
mm-hmm.
or you are actually entering regional comparison,
mm-hmm.
where the salaries are now actually driven by a combination of the value of job and
mm-hmm.
and market rates. That is actually one of the reasons why we have gaps.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the gaps actually opened up as a result of shortage of managerial skills,
mm-hmm.
where companies actually became desperate for certain skills.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the employers dictating the price for those skills,
mm-hmm.
The price eventually got dictated by the job seekers, where the job seeker would be saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm earning, let's say, $16,000 in Australia or another country.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's getting that salary or not is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you bring into Zimbabwe, you'll actually pay that $16,000. Then it has to be cascaded to the other employees
mm-hmm.
at that level. That's how the gravy train started.
Mm.
But you also have an issue of poor corporate governance,
mm-hmm.
where you have people appointed into board of directors,
mm-hmm.
and you are talking of people who are destitute, who depend on the management team for their survival. You are looking at a board member who comes out of a board meeting and kneels before the chief executive for
mm-hmm.
for his sitting allowance. And naturally, for his sitting allowance to grow,
yeah,
he will actually be influenced by the greed of individuals to pay them more.
Mm-hmm.
So there are quite a lot of factors. And there is also the factor at migration from the Zim dollar
mm-hmm.
to the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Certain allowances for senior managers were based on percentages of Zim dollar salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And when we reconfigured to move to U.S. dollars, the allowances remained at those percentages, which were quite high.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, you'll find, for example, in a number of organizations where an allowance was 15% of basic salary in on the Zim dollar era. Instead of reconfiguring downwards, the 15% mm-hmm. remained. And then somebody has 7% somewhere, has 9% somewhere, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And all those are backed by resolutions of boards, which actually make those salaries legitimate but very immoral. There are quite a number of factors that come into that, but those are just a few of those that I can actually pick out.
Thank you. Well summarized there, Mr. Sibanda Gibbs.
Yeah, ngangabuya kuwe mnumzana moyo ngesintu nje ngamafitshane. Kukhanya ngazani ke bakhona abakhomba ngophakathi abale mali enzima ezikhwameni zabo. Kubese kubuya ke izisebenzi zidla ingqoqo zomlomo. Akusitshela ukuthi kambe kubi kanganani khonokho eZimbabwe.
Ezimbabwe kubhahile ke lokhu sikubone ngeminyaka emibili edlulileyo siyaphetha kunanzelela khona sesiqalise lokhu sithi i-multi-currency regime sananzelela khona ukuthi kuba khona abarhola imali ezisabisayo akuchasiswanga kakuhle ukuba kubangelwa kuyini inhlanganiso yezisebenzi engikiyo mina ibiloku khulumisana le nhlanganiso yabaqhashi emkhosi babeka nje njengoba ubaba ubekhuluma phambi kwami kade kutsho ukuthi ama-shareholders yibo abangaba le decision yokuthi umuntu le responsibility engakanani ngimfuna akhangele ke ikampani yami ngiza kubhatalela abantwana besikolo ngibhatalela indlu yakho ngunikho kungaka kube yikho khonokho nje laba abangaphansi sibone bengatholi lutho okuya kusimangalise ukuthi loba nje ikampani yabe ingenzi kakuhle sithola nje abantu abaphezulu loke benikana lezo mali ezinjalo sibona ngani buhaga ngokubona kwethu ngokuthi abanye bangkhona nxa sikhangela nabangaphandle kwamazwe singaba kuseBotswana, South Africa lezo mali ezikhulunywa lapha eZimbabwe hayi aziholwa kulawo mazwe njalo asivumelani lokuba bangaba lesigidi echiyene kakhulu labanye abantu
ngasikhangela ilizwe leZimbabwe lilabantu abafundiyo kumangalisa abazi umsebenzi. So bangaba baningi abangayenza lowo msebenzi. So asithi uqinise ukuthi laba bantu basikese ukuthi nxa bangayiholanga leyo mali lawo makhampani angawa. Ngokuthi vele amakhampani angikhona avele kayenzi lutho nje behola imali zonke lezo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke nomzana Moyo khona ngapho. What Moyo was merely saying was, you know, the gap between the poor and the rich is widening in simple terms.
Let's bring in Vamatombo. Vamatombo, chii chiri kupa kuti vamwe vanonge sosve nemuromo vamwe vachidya norive?
In effect, matotaura izvozvo nokuti ndizvo zvakakonzera mastruggles awashandi kuti awe aripo. Mungadai mabva mangopedzesa imi muchiti nokuti May Day yakatanga pakaurayiwa vashandi muChicago vange vachirwira kushanda kwakanaka kukatora madhikedzi akawanda kuti washandi wawane nduramo yakanaka. Ndosaka iye zvino mukaenzanisa zviri kuEurope nezviri muAfrica munoona kuti nokuti maEuropean countries namatrade union vakarwa hondo, muchaona kuti vashandi kunyange vachirwa navashandirwi munoona kuti vane access kumasocial services akaita sezvipatara setransport nezvimwe zvese. Isu kunoti chiri kure uyezve chanyanyo kuti tibva tasvika pakadai. Maonero edu ndeyekuti ivo vanoisa mutemo maemployers wo zvakare. Saka kana pari kuiswa mitemo semimwe yamuri kunzwa kuti paroda kugadzirwa mitemo yokushandurwa kuti Labor Act ichinjwe, zviri kureva kuti even exploitation iripo panguva ino kuvashandirwi vari kutoti ishoma, toda kuti tidzoke kure kure kwatange takaita tine Industrial Conciliation Act. Saka zviripo panguva ino ndoyokuti vashandi vari vega vanoguta nehurumende vari kusaidi rimwe chete. Ndo zvimwe zvabva zvakonzera kudaro. Tobva ipapo nyika yedu iri kuderera muupfumi. Ichiderera muupfumi kudaro, vanorova vachawanda. Kana vanorova vawanda, employer acha exploita washandi nokuti ane pool yavanhu vasingashandi vakawanda vaanosarudza. So muchaona kuti nyika ino yasvika pakaipa nokuti iye zvino vana vari kubva kumauniversities, kana pakaita 5% vanowana formal employment vanenge vatori nelaki, vazhinji vacho vari kushaya kwokuenda. Saka ndokushata kwaita nyika. Taakukoniwa kugadzira nyika kuti tione kuti inofamba sei. Ndo zvatakuonewa izvozvo.
Tinotenda Vamatombo. Regai tiitore mumwe muteereri. Mukoma Samuel Makadi kuJoburg.
Baba makasimba here?
Aiwa, tiripo. Maswera muchiti iko nhasi kuJoburg uku?
Baba takatozorora zvedu tichirangarira ndizuva redu revashandi.
Pane kwamaungana here kana kuti manga muri gumba henyu?
Ndandiri gumba kuZimbabwe, ndiri kuZimbabwe. Saka nyaya yekutiwo kunyika kwedu hakusina mabasa, kutadza kuti tigarewo nemhuri dzedu pedyo, tisimudzire nyika yedu, tisevenzire nyika yedu, isimukire zvinoitawo dzimwe nyika izvi. Vakomana totonzwa mwoyo kupitsa chaiko.
Pogadziriswa sei?
Tofanira kusenzera tiri munyika medu, tichisimudzira nyika yedu kuti nyika yedu iye murwo pasi rose.
Asi zviri kukona ng'anga murapo achida?
Mukoma ipapa muri kurwadza zvokuti izvozvizvi unomboshuvira kupotera kune imwe nyika, iwe nenyika yako, tichitadza kuti tisenzere nyika yedu kuti ireva. Iva maChina arikuuya aabhadhara mari iri pasi kupaserezi. Hapana anotimiririra. Vamatombo
Mukoma Samuel, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare, rambai muri parunhare, tichadzoka kwamuri timbotora kabefu mbichana. Gibbs, we want to encourage our listeners to simply go to www.voa.com.
The Voice of America.